All right, Mrs. Swartz, would you please tell me about your home in Europe? You told me you lived in a dorp.
Yeah.
Which means it's a farming village.
Yeah.
How many people would you say were in the dorp?
You mean Jewish people?
Jewish and non-Jewish.
Well, non-Jewish, there was quite a bit. They were scattered. They weren't, mm-hmm. because everybody had land there.
Yeah.
They were landowners. And Jews, there was only three Jews.
Only three Jewish family.
Yeah, three Jewish family, and they all had children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
The children lived with, some of them lived with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know any married children. My mother didn't live with her parents after she was married.
Yeah, yeah. But these were Jews who had connections with Calvary. In other words, you weren't too far away from
the
center of Jewish life.
No, we weren't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we were a little bit too far from Calvary to get an education, to go to Calvary to the to get schooling.
Yeah. But for Yom Tov, you could go in.
No,
like
we had our own minion.
You had, from the three families, you had enough men.
Yes, we had enough, and a few people, when there wasn't enough, there was from other little dwarfs,
mm-hmm.
like little,
mm-hmm.
they would come to us because my grandfather had an Oren Kadosh.
Uh-huh.
And they would gather in his house
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm,
prayers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I see. What? Why was your family in a dorf? I mean, what was your father's occupation that you lived in a dorf?
My father was a blacksmith.
Uh-huh.
But that was my mother's people that lived in this dorf.
Mm-hmm.
And when my mother got married,
mm-hmm.
my father came to live here.
Mm-hmm. So what was your grandfather?
My grandfather was a landowner.
In other words, in that time, land he was allowed to own land, or wasn't
well,
legally
it was
registered in his name?
It was registered on his name. They had quite a bit of land, and that's how they lived.
That's very interesting, because many of the people that we've talked to, they speak of laws that they weren't allowed to own land.
Oh, well, they,
know,
were
later,
in, they were in our place.
But you were under the Russian rule, under the Tsar.
Under the Tsar, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did your grandfather farm the land?
Yes, he had workers.
He had workers. Did he personally also farm?
Yes, the family worked, and
mm-hmm.
he also used to hire Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you have cows and ducks
yes,
and
we
geese
had
and
cows
stuff like that?
And horses and chickens, loads of chickens and
mm-hmm.
geese and all
mm-hmm.
that.
And your father was a blacksmith
yeah.
from?
Well, he was born and raised in Smolensk. And Smolensk was a little farther from us.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Rush Poland.
Mm-hmm. But he met your mother, and then he came to live there.
Yeah.
And did he follow his profession as a blacksmith in the
yes,
village?
Yes, he did.
And in other words, people, all
mm-hmm.
different people, Jews
yeah.
and non-Jews, brought horses to him.
That's right.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Okay, I'll go back here now. Can you describe the house you lived in?
Oh, well, the house we lived in, well, it was one floor, and at that time, the roofs were made out of straw. Did you hear about that? They were actually made out of bundles of straw, but they protected it never rained in.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a very large one room that I remember,
mm-hmm.
and it had a big oven, an oven that you can bake in, and one part you can cook in,
mm-hmm.
and one part you can warm yourself in. It had like the tile here.
Yeah.
It was a sort of fancy. That was a place where you used to put in the chont and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was two sides, they called it kamels, but it's bedrooms
mm-hmm.
for the children, for
him. Like corners?
No,
actually
rooms. Actually rooms. One for the parents and one for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had, they call it a pharos, and that a pharos is a thing, an entry hall.
Is that a Lithuanian word or a Yiddish word?
A Yiddish word.
Do you want to spell it for me?
Pharos, it would be.
Oh, pharos.
Yeah.
Like Aranfion.
Like yes,
mm-hmm.
Aranfion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very poor spellers.
Okay,
that's
all right. Pharos, like an entrance.
Yeah,
an
entrance room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the floor made of? Do you remember?
The floor, wood.
Wooden floor. And the house itself?
The house was made of wood, too. Great big logs, like. It's like the log cabins here.
Yeah. Was this the same kind of house, both for Jews and non-Jews, or just the Jews had this kind of house?
No, everybody.
Mm-hmm. But you don't remember how many other non-Jews there were around in this dorm?
No, I don't.
Well, you were only a little child. So
well,
that's very
I was.
How old were you when you came? I don't think I asked.
I was 13.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you were very keen vision and good memory, because I've talked to other people who were older and they don't remember.
Oh, I remember everything.
They don't remember
about
what the entrance, and here you described it all
yes,
very well.
I remember.
Did the oven also have a place where people could lie on top?
The other part had the oven.
Mm-hmm.
They call an oven, and when it's cold, all of our kids used to crawl up on top of it to warm ourselves.
My father's father built ovens like that. That was his profession. That was his trade. He built ovens.
Uh-huh.
How many brothers did you have?
Oh, I had one brother. And
older or younger?
Younger.
He's not, is he?
No, he died when he was 23, right here, uh-huh. during the flu.
And how many sisters?
We were three.
No,
two
you
sisters,
had two sisters. Older or younger?
One is older and one is younger.
Mm-hmm. Are they living?
They're both in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
They call me every day.
And you lived here for 13 years of your life?
Oh, yes.
What languages were spoken in the home?
In our home? Mm-hmm. Jewish.
Yiddish. And did you speak any other languages outside?
We spoke
outside?
A Litvish.
Mm-hmm. Outside
yes.
the house.
Yeah, we spoke Litvish to the
group. Did your parents speak any additional languages? Did they speak Russian or German
no,
or Polish?
No, they spoke Litvish and they spoke Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to say they can speak German, but they weren't good German speakers. But they spoke it.
They could manage.
Whenever they had to.
Yeah. What kind of schooling did you have?
Well, the schooling for the three, we were three families, and they used to hire a young yeshivi rabbi that just came out, that he used to learn with the children, mm-hmm. and they would hire him by the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so 6 months he used to be in our house, 6 months he would be in another neighbor's house,
mm-hmm.
and he would learn with all the children from the beginning to the from the little ones to the big ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You'd have it was like your own private little school.
That's
and they
right.
would all come to the whichever
yeah.
house he was in
yes,
at the time.
Whichever house he ate and slept.
How many children would you say came?
Well, my mother had three, my uncle had three,
mm-hmm.
and there was another family that had about six.
Mm-hmm.
They were a big.
So you had about 12 kids.
Yeah, about
at a time.
12 children. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he would teach them from Aleph.
From Aleph base until we started to we learned Ivri and Chumash.
Mm-hmm.
And also he learned.
Did he teach you a little bit of arithmetic?
Oh yes, a lot of arithmetic.
Mm-hmm. And did he teach you any language?
Well, no, he didn't. At that time, I don't know, I don't understand why. We were not allowed to learn Russian in that part.
That's
so
interesting.
That's what I understood, that's what they were talking about. And we learned a little bit Polish,
mm-hmm.
but not too much.
Mm-hmm. So did he teach you Yiddish also?
Yiddish. Oh,
to
yes.
read and write?
Oh, yes, I can read and write. In fact, the notes I wrote down, the remark that I was going to make, I wrote it in the Jewish because it is easier.
Now, did any of the boys get a higher education when they were older? Were any of the boys sent
well,
away to study?
Well, by the time I went away, I left there. They weren't much older than I was,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know. But up till my age when I left, we got that education.
You must have a lot of landslide here in the house.
Yes, I do.
Because I interviewed a man from near Kovri.
Near Kovri. Yeah, yeah, there's a Kovri.
A lot
yeah.
of woodchucks around here.
Yeah.
Now,
I want to volunteer a remark.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, that even my mother was well educated in Jewish, that already before my time,
mm-hmm.
that her and her brothers, they already had this kind of a learning from a rabbi. She was very well learned in Jewish.
And would you get a different young man each year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd want to stay, maybe sometimes they would stay 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hire them, it was for a semester. They used to call it a zman.
Yeah.
And he would be a half a zman in our place and a half in the other. But sometimes, I remember one time he did stay for the other year, and then maybe he went to this country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it sounds like an ideal setup. Otherwise, nobody could afford a private teacher.
That's
for the children.
Right.
This way, they all got together,
yeah,
and they were able to do it. Now, you mentioned that your grandfather had like a private minion.
Yes.
Well, private.
Private.
But he had the minion in his house.
Oh, yes, he had it. He had a very big living room like.
Would you say your grandfather was a wealthy man?
I would say yes.
Which leads me to a personal question. You don't have to answer it. So how come a wealthy man got a blacksmith for a son-in-law instead of a yeshiva bucha?
Well, with
if you don't want to answer, you don't have
to. Yeah, I can answer it because it's very simple. My grandfather believed in yichas.
Yeah.
And yichas with them played a very big part. And even though my father was a blacksmith, he really came from yichas. From a higher yichas than my mother's parents, because he was well learned, and his father was a rov in a little in Solan, in a little town, but they were poor.
I understand.
And his children seemed to learn a trade, and that's how we got my and my father, being a blacksmith. I guess here he could have become an engineer. He hired three workers to do the heavy work, and they used to build wagons in our place, and he would lay out a plan out to build the wagon, and they would follow it.
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit more than just a blacksmith.
Yeah. Yes, he was, and a big learner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What were your relations with the non-Jewish people around in the Dolph?
Well, I think we got along good with the closest neighbors, which one neighbor from the other was pretty far, but we used to go there like Pesach, we used to carry matzah for them, and we used to make, instead of wine, they used to make med. Did you ever hear of that drink? It's a drink that you fix it out yourself.
What do you make
put
it from?
You make it from water and sugar, and there's a thing that's called, I don't know how they would call it here. We over there, they call it open.
Hops.
And that would ferment. See?
I think it's the same as the old English word mead, M-E-A-D.
Is it?
That's also
nobody
a drink.
Ever asked me about
no, med would be
med,
the
yeah.
same word, yeah.
And they would put up barrels of
very
it.
Sweet?
Yes.
A sweet drink, yeah.
And delicious.
And then you would bring it as like a gift.
Like a gift, and they would give us eggs in return, although we had plenty of eggs because there was a lot of chickens.
Yeah, yeah.
Were
you friendly with any of the young girls? I mean, or would you
no,
keep apart?
No, I don't think so. There wasn't many. We had a woman that had a little house for herself that she used to do like Saturday. You wasn't allowed to light the fire or to open the oven. And she was also take care of the animals Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no close girls that we were friends with.
Yeah. So you more or less stayed with your own family with the other Jewish girls.
That's right.
And were there any incidents of anti-Semitism during your lifetime?
Well, I heard a lot there.
You heard?
Yes, I heard a lot. But the Gentiles didn't never bother. We got along good with them.
That's interesting.
But I heard more about it here.
Well, sure, because then you find out what happened all over.
That's right.
you were too young, but did any of your relatives belong to any organization such as the Zionists or the Bund or the Socialists or... any
in
other organization?
Here.
No, no.
No, in there,
in
no.
In Lithuania?
No.
What was the relationship of the government to the Jews, as far as you know?
As far as I know, we never had no pogroms or trouble in our place, mm-hmm. but we heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
We heard about it, like in Kiev and in other big cities, we heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't for my time, anyways.
Yes. What did you think of America at this time?
At this time or when I came?
No, when you were still in Novinka.
Well, I tell you, we didn't really talk too much about it until my father passed away. We thought that this was it.
How old were you when you passed away?
Oh, I was 7.5 years
mm-hmm.
old, and my father passed away, and that's when the...
How old was he? Must have been a young man.
Very young. He was 37.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do then? You didn't. Well, your mother didn't have to go to work because your grandfather was well.
Yeah, my mother didn't have to go to work, but she couldn't live. She had to sell the house and the business, like.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a brother that was here a long time before.
Uh-huh.
He was well known in Pittsburgh,
what
the Nevins family.
Mm-hmm.
And
when did he come?
Oh, he must have come. I don't even remember him from Europe.
But
he got married
before 1900. You think he came?
Oh yes, at least before 1900.
Mm-hmm. And he was settled in Pittsburgh.
He settled in Pittsburgh.
Do you have any idea why he came to Pittsburgh?
Well, he came to Pittsburgh because there were several brothers, and he wanted to get away. I don't know what reason. And my grandmother was a very devoted to her nieces and to her nephews, and she married him off to a niece of hers, her sister's
mm-hmm,
a daughter,
mm-hmm.
and he was very mad.
Oh, I don't blame him. Yeah.
It was a forced marriage.
Yeah.
And they came to this country and they settled here.
But they didn't separate.
No.
They stayed married to each other.
Oh, they stayed married until they died.
Mm-hmm. And did he have landslide here in Pittsburgh?
I know, yes.
The first
a lot of the Nevinses were here.
Uh-huh. From your father's side of the family.
Yeah. From my mother's side and from my father's
because
side.
Because your name is Nevins from your father's side.
My name is Nevins from my mother's side. And the reason why is when we came to this country, my mother came here with 2 children first. Because there was a girl older than me. My sister was older than me. So she took her and my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And when she came here, our name was Smolansky. My father's name was Smolansky.
I see.
And my aunt took her to public school,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't spell it, and they couldn't say it, and their name was Nevins. Our children went under Nevins.
Mm-hmm.
So she put her in Sarah Nevins.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came here, I already found, and that was my mother's name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a mix-up.
I have so many stories like that. It's Smolansky, not Smilansky, right?
Smolansky, yeah.
Because I was thinking of
right,
it doesn't Smilansky.
Right.
Are you related?
Right. No, I don't know. I really don't
Okay, now go on here to the next one. Why did you leave the country in which you were born? You already told me.
Yeah, I already told
you. Your mother was here.
Yeah. My mother was here, and she had to get away. She was a widow with 4 children, and the brother asked her to come.
Mm-hmm.
So if she comes here, why, she'll go in a little business or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
So how much later did you come?
2 years.
Okay. Yes, you had a definite destination.
Oh, yes.
Pittsburgh. When you came, were you part of a group?
We came with a group, but the group that we came with...
You with another sister?
No, just
with
me in Pittsburgh, just the two of us.
When you left the Dorf, you left...
We met a family that was going to this country.
Who was it, you and a sister, or you and a brother?
Me and a sister.
You and a sister, yeah.
The sister was 2 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And
two young girls couldn't go alone.
No, we couldn't go along, so my grandmother arranged... A family was going to New York, and she pleaded with them they should take us with them, and they did, and they
mm-hmm.
brought us to New York, and from New York they shipped us to Pittsburgh. They remained in New York.
Yeah. C- could you describe, were you written in as their children, officially?
No.
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 Can you describe how you traveled? From where'd you go from Calvary? Do you remember?
From Calvary, we went to a place. It was night. We had to steal the border.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And we
did you go to Catholic?
We had no. At that time, if you had papers, you could maybe get a passport to travel. But we stole the border, and we got through. They chased us just like they chased animals at night. And we got as far as Antwerp.
Oh, you went as far as Antwerp?
Yes.
You traveled by train?
We traveled first by wagon and then by train. And from Antwerp, we took the ship there.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of the ship and the line?
Finland.
Oh, we have somebody else who went on the Finland. I remember the name because somebody described that they were on the ship to Finland. Do you remember which line it was?
I don't know the line.
But I remember somebody was telling us about the ship, the Finland.
Yeah, Finland.
Were you first class, second class, third class,
steerage? We were second class.
Oh, good.
Second class because this family was a little bit rich. And they, I suppose they would have sent us second class, you know, down the basement.
You mean the steerage, yeah.
Yeah. But this family traveled second class, so...
do you remember any of the details about food arrangements or other
things? Yes. It was beautiful on the ship.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe it?
Oh, we had... we went to eat in the dining room, and it was a very large dining room that everybody had their chair for eats.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring in the food, and the table was set. Really said that I never even saw it before.
Mm.
And they came around with big platters,
mm-hmm.
and you could help yourself to whatever you wanted to eat.
Mm-hmm. What about the sleeping arrangements?
The sleeping arrangement, I had a room with two of the girls. It was bunk beds.
But just three in a room?
Four in a room.
Four in a room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four in a room.
Now, when you got to New York, do you remember how many days it took?
From
Antwerp to New York.
11 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly.
And then when you got to Ellis Island?
Yes.
Who was there to meet you?
A landsman.
From
in New York, a landsman came to meet
mm-hmm.
us, and he sent us to Pittsburgh.
So you didn't have to go through any of the organizations?
No.
Because he was there?
He was
Did
there.
You know he was going to be there?
Yes, my mother, my parents are...
mother. And you knew him? He was
a
familiar face?
Yeah, uh-huh. They were just a young couple that they just had left maybe 2 years before.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And he put you on the train to Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you and your sister didn't even stay overnight in New York?
I think we did. Yeah, we did stay
you
overnight.
Stayed overnight
yeah,
the next
in
day.
Their house.
Do you remember how long it took to go from New York to Pittsburgh in those days?
From New York to Pittsburgh
by train.
I think they put us on in the by train in the evening, and I think we came here in the daytime. It was like noontime
mm-hmm.
at the B&O station.
Did you bring any things with you on board ship? Any objects?
Oh, that was really something. We had a little that my grandmother gave us along, a little case. They call it a carable.
Mm-hmm.
It was made like a satchel, and we had some belongings in there, our clothes
mm-hmm.
and things that my grandmother sent from my mother
mm-hmm.
and the other family sent. They had a daughter
mm-hmm.
here, and we were supposed to transfer it or get it stamped or something. And you know, the two of them, the other family went away, their way, and they left
in New York.
Us in the Kessel, from Kessel Garden,
yeah.
and they left for us, they left us there for our people to come and pick us up.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know that we had to look after the carable, and it remained there.
It remained at Ellis
yes.
Island.
And we never got it.
Uh-huh. Well, you hear stories like that, you hear. My mother tells stories about her, all her photographs, everything
yeah.
was lost. And long as you got here safely.
Yeah, but we got here.
Yeah, as long as you got here. All right, I asked you already about the name, and you explained about the name, so that's why it became Nevins, which was actually her own maiden name, your mother's own maiden name.
That's right, yeah. Do you know any of the Nevinses here?
Not Jewish Nevinses. The only Nevins I know was Ethelbert Nevins, and you know, the name, because he was a composer. That's all I know.
Oh, uh-huh.
I don't know any Jews
because
with that name.
Because there was my uncle had a very big family. There was a lot of other Nevinses.
There probably are. I'm not a Pittsburgh, you know.
Oh.
What first impressed you when you came to the United States?
Well, I was glad to be with my mother, that's one thing, because...
Not Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Excuse me for interrupting. Yeah. I mean, when the ship came into New York, and, Ellis Island, so what was the first... Can you remember?
We were impressed with everything. With everything we saw, with the ferry. And we went on a little ship across, and it was like heaven. Something so new and so different.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get to see much of New York, though.
No. No.
Do you remember what first impressed you when you came to Pittsburgh? Was your mother at the B&O station?
No, my sister came. My mother was not well. She just had given birth to a child. My mother remarried.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And my sister, the one that was here with my mother, she came with a cousin of ours to meet us at the station.
Did you know that your mother had remarried?
Oh, yes, yeah, she married and she came here.
Oh, she married before she came here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you have a brother or a sister who's American-born?
Oh, yes, I have stepsisters.
Mm-hmm. Well, stepsisters, half-sisters, you mean?
Yes, but the brother was from my father.
Yes.
It was ours.
Yeah. You know, stepsister is if it's from a step-parent, not from the same blood, but half-brother and half-sister, it's from the same mother. Sometimes they're closer than if it's from the same father. I don't know. It depends. But sometimes children that are born to the same mother have a special closeness, even if it's a different father.
We had a very, very deep closeness to to each other.
Mm-hmm. So your sister came with a cousin.
Yeah, and brought us home to my mother.
That must have been exciting. Did you notice anything around you? You came in the daytime.
In the daytime,
were you impressed by anything when you came?
Do you know that we walked? We didn't even go on the car.
From B&O station?
Yeah.
To
the Hill District.
How far would you say this
well,
is?
Well,
it
was pretty far. My mother lived on Corner Center and Overhill.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Hill District.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked.
Well, a lot of people tell the same story, that they came off the station and they walked.
They walked, we didn't know that they
It was taken almost, well, your sister would know. She was here 2 years away, but I guess with all the peklach, whatever you had, you didn't have your caribou.
Nothing.
Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh? What happened after you came to the house? There was a new baby there.
The baby died.
Oh, when?
It died just a couple of days before I got here. That's what my mother couldn't.
Right after birth?
Yeah, right after birth. And my mother was sick. Mm-hmm. And they were poor. Just this, they're like something that she never had when she was a girl.
Right. What did your stepfather do?
When he came, he had no special trade. But they taught him to be a glazier.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came here, so the landslide, and they told him that he can go here too, to do the same thing. So he got himself a box and he went to, I don't know whether they hollered or something like that. And my mother thought it was the worst thing in the world. She was ashamed of it. So she thought she would try anything, but he shouldn't go around this. And they didn't make nothing anyways. So finally, in those days, there was ucksters.
Yes.
And somebody told him to go along with a uckster. You know, and he didn't have a wagon, he didn't have a horse. So that way...
What did he sell?
Potatoes, apples, everything.
You mean he went with a huckster who had a wagon?
Who had a wagon. And that was a struggle.
Yeah. Okay, now, the first day you went to this house on Center and Overhill, but did people come to see you?
Oh, my God, all the landslide came to see me and asked me about Mm-hmm. That especially those that there was a family there, mm-hmm. that have a lot of relations here.
They didn't make any kind of party, did they?
No,
because the baby
had just died.
No. I don't think you don't sit shiv after an infant, do you? I don't think so. No.
No, you don't.
So you and your sister were surrounded.
Yeah, by relatives.
That was the first day.
Yeah.
Okay, now we come to what you asked me before, and this is the page that we're mm-hmm. dealing with. There are two questions here. The first question is, was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years? And the second question asked, do you feel that you were treated unjustly during those first 5 years for any reason?
And
so start from the beginning and go on to the next.
Well, I'm hearing from my mother that the Jews, when she first came here, she lived around Gentiles, and the Gentiles didn't like them. And later, she was told to move to the hill. It's more of a Jewish mm-hmm. place. And that's how Jews became in the ghettos, mm-hmm. Because they were afraid of the... of being mistreated and wasn't liked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was my first that I learned here.
Mm-hmm. Was this one of your first disappointments then,
yes.
you think? The idea that there was still anti-Semitism.
Yes, but then I was glad that she was among Jews, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. because it was all Jewish people that lived on Center Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you personally feel treated unjustly? What did you encounter?
I went to work about 2 weeks. I was in my mother's house for 2 weeks. And the condition in the house was terrible. My stepfather would go out for a day, and the next day he'd